Unit 6, Lesson 21.
In the middle of. Frank. Back. Pete. Eddie.
Lesson 22.
Restaurant. Post. Post office. Bank. Police. Police station. Train. Train station. Another. Stadium. Sports stadium. Department. Store. Department store. Past. Straight. Go straight down. Go straight on. Go straight along. Along. Kilometer. Kilometers away. Meters away. Heart. Cook. Queen.
Exercise 2.1. Read and listen. Then write the names of the places on the map. 1.
Excuse me, is there a bookshop near here?
Yes, there is. Can you see that very tall building on the left? It's about 200 meters away.
Oh, yes.
That's a department store. Walk along this street, go past the department store, and the bookshop is next to it.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome. 2.
Excuse me, can you tell me the way to the train station?
Yes, that's easy. Walk straight along this road, turn right into Park Road, go straight down Park Road. The station is about 500 meters in front of you. 3.
Excuse me, is the sports stadium near here?
No, it isn't. It's very far, about 1.5 kilometers.
How do I get there? Can I walk?
Oh, yes. Walk straight down this street. Go past the big department store on the left. Go straight on. Turn left into Park Road. Go straight. Turn right at the bank. Walk along for about 5 minutes. The stadium is on the left.
Thanks. Let me see. I go past the department store. I turn left and go straight down Park Road. I turn right at the bank and the stadium is on the left.
That's right. Lesson 23.
Market. Lucky. Rebecca. Dormitory. Playground.
Exercise 1. Practice the conversations in pairs. 1.1. Annie, I'm going to post some letters. Where's the post office?
It's next to the Full Moon Restaurant.
Thank you very much. 1.2. We're going to buy some books. Is there a bookshop near here?
No, but there's a big one about 2 kilometers away. You can get there by bus.
Which bus?
You could take a number 42 or number 50. The bus stop is along this road on the right.
1.3. Can you tell me the way to number 5 middle school?
Yes. It's very near.
How do I get there?
Walk along this street, take the second road on the left. It's about 100 meters along on the right.
Sound families. Exercise 2. Listen to the sentence.
Or. In August, 44 horses walk to the water. Or is a long sound.
Exercise 2.2. Listen to the sentence.
Oh. In October, I go along to the clock shop for a new clock. Oh is a short sound.
Exercise 2.3. Listen to the conversation. Circle all the oh sounds. Then practice in pairs.
Mr. Shopkeeper, is this a clock shop or a watch shop?
It's a clock shop and a watch shop.
Well, I want a long clock.
A long clock costs a lot.
Then I don't want a long clock. I want this watch.
It often stops.
Then, Mr. Shopkeeper, I do not want any clocks or watches from this shop.
Exercise 3. Listen to the conversations and write the places on the map on page 58. 1.
Excuse me, can you tell me the way to the post office?
Yes. Can you see the next street? Garden Street. Okay, turn left there. Walk along the street. There's a post office on the right. It's next to a small fruit shop.
I turn left, I go along, and the post office is on the right, next to a fruit shop. Okay? Thanks.
2.
Excuse me, I need to buy some sport shoes. Is there a sport shop near here?
Yes, I think so. Yes. Walk along this street and take the first road on the right. That's Garden Street. Walk to the next street and turn left. Walk along that street. There's a sports shop there. It's between a restaurant and a food shop.
That's turn right into Garden Street, turn left at the next street, and the sports shop is between a restaurant and a food shop? Thank you.
Exercise 4. Ben's cousin Rebecca is visiting Ben for a few weeks. She and Ben are going to meet Wong Xin at number 5 middle school. Read Wong Xin's letter and write the names of the places on the map. Dear Ben and Rebecca, come into my school at the big front gate. Dormitory 1 is on the left and the garden is in front of you on the right. Next to the garden, there is another dormitory, but don't go there. Go past the garden. On the left is the library. Go past the playground on the right. There are 3 classrooms, 2 on the left and 1 on the right. Turn right. Walk along past the classroom. The building next to the classroom is the teacher's room. Go past the teacher's room. There are 3 trees near there. The 3rd tree is between the toilet and the playground. I'm going to sit under that tree. See you there at about 4 o'clock. Don't be late. Wong Xin.
Lesson 24.
Pottery. Mount. Paradise. Sleep.
Exercise 1. Rebecca wants to travel in Guangdong. She is going to visit a different city each day. A. First, listen for the names of the cities she is going to visit next week. B. Then listen again. Write what she is going to do.
Are you going to be busy next week, Rebecca?
Yes, I am. On Monday, I'm going to Shenzhen. I'm going to go shopping.
That's a very big city. What about Tuesday?
On Tuesday, I'm going to Foshan to see the pottery. The pottery is very beautiful. The next day, that's Wednesday, I'm going to Nanhai. I'm going to climb Mount Xichao.
You could stay there all night and see the sun early in the morning.
That's a good idea. Then on Thursday, I'm going to Shunde for lunch. In the afternoon, I'm going to visit the Tsinghua Gardens.
I'd like to go there too. Where are you going on Friday?
I'm going to visit the bird paradise in Xinhua.
And the next day?
Then I'm going to come back here and I'm going to sleep.
Time for a rhyme. Where's the library?
Where's the library? Can you tell me, please? Is it behind the dormitory? Right next to those trees?